The unprecedented string of wildfires on the West Coast is creating some of the biggest smoke-caused air pollution problems in Central and South Coast history.
I can't remember a time when we had it for such a sustained period of time. The fire that affected the town of Paradise in Northern California a couple years ago, we did see some smoke transport to Santa Barbara County from that fire, but it was not as long-lasting as it has been this month.
Liz Hoffman is with the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District.
What we've seen over the last few days has been fluctuating between unhealthy for sensitive groups, meaning kids, seniors, people with health conditions, and unhealthy for everyone.
There's a new online tool you can use to check the latest air quality for your area.
The EPA launched this pilot map. It's called the Fire and Smoke Map, and it shows monitoring data, air quality monitoring data, throughout the state of California and other parts of the country. So it collects data from our monitoring stations. It also collects data from any temporary monitoring stations that are set up, as well as data from low-cost sensors called Purple Airs. So you have all this air quality data on one map.
The tool is embedded on the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District's website, but it works for anyone on the Central and South Coast.
Go to our website, ourair.org, and from there you can find the Fire and Smoke Map. And you can zoom in and find the area near you and see what the colors are showing. Green is good, yellow is moderate, orange is unhealthy for sensitive groups, and red is unhealthy for everyone.
Hoffman says the forecast for the next few days isn't good. Outdoor activities might be hazardous in some places due to high pollution levels.
So our air quality forecasting staff expect conditions on Tuesday to be unhealthy for sensitive groups on average. Could fluctuate to unhealthy for periods of time. At this point, we don't see conditions improving until at least later this week, so it looks like we're in for these conditions for the next few days, unfortunately.
Meteorologists say until a low-pressure system in the jet stream now off the Pacific Northwest move on to the West Coast, we'll be stuck with smoky conditions.
So on Friday into the weekend, that low-pressure system will go into the Pacific Northwest, and it'll shift our winds from the southwest, so that'll cool temperatures down and also hopefully bring the smoke out of our area.
Kristen Stewart is with the National Weather Service.
We're on our way. It's starting to thin out. The sun has actually been a little bit clearer the last couple of days.
But for now, air quality officials are urging people to stay up to date on the situation and avoid being outside when pollution levels are elevated.
We want people to think of it as using two sets of tools. So there's lots of air quality data available, including on our website and the Fire and Smoke Map. And we want people to be checking that and staying alert as to what the air quality conditions are near them. And we also want people to use the common sense. If you can see it or smell it, there's a good chance that it could be affecting you and you should act accordingly. In this case, that would mean staying inside as much as you can and ideally with an air purifier.
Liz Hoffman with the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District says people, especially those with respiratory issues, are being urged to create clean air rooms in their homes.
We really encourage people to look into creating a clean air room. You can purchase a HEPA, which is spelled H-E-P-A, a HEPA air purifier. These devices can remove more than 90% of particles indoors, so that you know when you are staying inside that your indoor air quality is clean. Those devices can start at about $70 or $75. So as an alternative, less expensive option, what you can do is tape a MERV filter, sort of a filter you'd use in your HVAC system, to the back of a box fan, and that can work very similarly to a HEPA purifier that you would buy.
And she says another tip is that if you're in your car, use the recycle or recirculate mode on your air conditioner to avoid drawing smoky air into your car. You can find links to the air pollution status charts for our region and tips on setting up a clean air room on our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.